still your calls coming in reaction to the interview we did with Johnny Adair, who now describes himself as a security consultant working in Scotland. Let's come back before we take your calls to the crisis at Stormont. The security journalist, Brian Rowan, is with us this morning. Brian, morning to you.
Hiya, Stephen.
Morning. So we know that the EP met the Prime Minister yesterday, and they want him to suspend the Assembly. Mm-hmm. How likely is that?
I think many people would be surprised if that happened, Stephen, because what would it say about, power and authority at Stormont if, in London, the Assembly could be suspended? So before we get to talks, we have to find out how that space is created for talks, the space that Peter Robinson talked about yesterday. There was an attempt to bring about an adjournment, which hasn't worked. There's been this request for suspension. I think people would be surprised if that was to happen. There's now this talk of possible unilateral action. And then the questions beyond all of that, Stephen, is what are these talks going to be about? And what are the prospects of those talks achieving a comprehensive agreement in such a short space of time?
I probably am being too simplistic, Brian, but as I said earlier, so Robinson sits down with McGuinness. Robinson says we need to talk about how we get rid of the IRA completely. And McGuinness says the IRA don't exist in the first place.
And all of that is now in the mix, Stephen, because we're going to move to a set of talks which take us beyond Haas and take us beyond Stormont House. So Haas was difficult enough trying to address flags parades in the past. Into Stormont House, you added welfare and budgets and reform at the Assembly to that. And now you're going to go into another set of talks which will add to the agenda paramilitary structures, the IRA structure, and the possibility of bringing back the Independent Monitoring Commission. Now, how did Gerry Adams and Sinn Féin agree to that when they're arguing that an IRA structure does not exist and that the IRA has in some way left the field or gone away, left the field and left the stage? So you put an IMC in place. What that commission will do is speak to the Chief Constable.
Exactly.
Speak to MI5, speak to governments and politicians and others, and then they will put a picture together based on that information jigsaw. Now, I remember at a previous IMC news conference, I asked them, were they copying the Chief Constable's homework or were they marking it? They're not going to come up with any dramatic new information.
This is the IMC you're talking about?
Yes. If you put an IMC in place and they go and speak to George Hamilton, he's going to tell them what he told us a couple of weeks ago, that there is a structure still there, that it's not for paramilitary purposes, and it's about managing the peace process.
So, and Brian, if a newly formed IMC did exactly the opposite to what you've just said, the Chief Constable would probably have to resign. Because there you have an IMC contradicting a Chief Constable in an issue that's caused this political crisis.
And how likely is it, Stephen, that that would happen? The IMC will go to the people who have the best intelligence. They will interrogate that intelligence. They will ask for answers, and they will then report. And I think, realistically speaking, that any IMC report now will be in line with what the Chief Constable said a few weeks ago. And I say that for this reason, Stephen. The last, the big IMC report that was on the IRA structure, which goes back 7 years now to 2008, told us at that time that there have not been, and we do not foresee that there will be, formal announcements about the disbandment of all our parts of the structure, meaning the IRA structure. So what George Hamilton said, a few weeks ago, was absolutely in line with that IMC assessment of the IRA structure. So the first thing you have to do, Stephen, is get the space to allow talks to happen. How much time is going to be given to that talking process? The talk yesterday was 4 weeks. The next time we do a deal here in 4 weeks will be the first time. And this time you're bolting on other big pieces to that talks agenda.
And so as you've been saying, Brian, this a newly formed International Monitoring Commission.
It's an independent monitoring commission, Stephen, okay. is the term that is used.
Okay, sorry, my fault.
No, that's...
My fault. So, would that, some people might think that that's simply a fig leaf for the DUP, that as you're saying, it's incredibly unlikely that they're going to come up with anything that is contrary to what the Chief Constable has said, because that's who they're going to consult with to gather some of the intelligence. So is it a fig leaf for the DUP?
Well, of course, and it wouldn't just be about, if you put an IMC in place, Stephen, it won't just be about the IRA. It will be about looking at what's left of the loyalist structures as well and what's happening there. But so say in your terms it is a fig leaf for the DUP, and the IMC come back with a report and say, we agree with the Chief Constable, there is a skeleton IRA structure still in place. Where then does that leave the DUP when you're in the context of Gerry Adams saying so many times in recent days, the IRA has gone, it's left the field, it's not on the stage, the Chief Constable's wrong. So if the IMC come back and support the Chief Constable's assessment, support what Teresa Villiers said just a number of days ago, I would imagine the Secretary of State agreeing with the Chief Constable's assessment on the basis of what MI5 would be telling her as part of a national security assessment, where then does that leave the political process?
And now let's look at the leverage, finally, Brian, that the likes of Cameron and Villiers, the Prime Minister, Secretary of State, could have over Sinn Féin, for example. So here's a scenario. What if Cameron and Villiers basically uses the threat of taking back welfare powers, in other words, the power to impose benefit cuts, and say to Sinn Féin, tell you what, you don't get this sorted with the DUP, we'll take over and we'll impose the welfare cuts that you're so vehemently against.
And Stephen, there was no indication that there was significant progress being made on welfare reform that would have taken us out of the crisis that we were talking about before the murders of Jock Davis and Kevin McGuigan. So is there additional money for welfare? Can Sinn Féin do a deal on welfare if there isn't additional money? And we all know, because it was made very clear to us when the focus was on welfare reform and cuts and budgets, there was the very clear indication being given that if the government were to recall welfare powers, then at that stage there was every possibility that Martin McGuinness would walk as Deputy First Minister. So I don't see how, Stephen, in bringing together a talks process at this stage with such an agenda, Hath plus Stormont House plus, to now include the possibility of another IMC looking at the IRA structure, looking at loyalist activity, how all of that can be sorted out in a short space of weeks.
And Brian, just before you go this morning, in terms of welfare, trying to break the welfare stalemate, there were talks over the summer between the DUP and Sinn Féin to try to sort it out. And we were told that some progress has been made. Do you think those efforts will now be able to continue ahead of talks? Will they be able to secretly talk behind the scenes with each other about welfare while this is all being sorted out, while the DUP is saying it's not business as usual?
Well, I mean, there is such a poisoned political atmosphere at this stage, Stephen, and the fact that Mike Nesbitt has taken his party out of the executive, if it was to emerge that Peter Robinson was in the type of secret talks that you were talking about there, or offstage talks with Sinn Féin, then what is the criticism he would face from within the unionist community? So there is so much out there that is unanswered, Stephen, both in terms of how you get the talks, how that space is created to get to an intensive talks process. What's then on the agenda? Who agrees to what's on the agenda? Can Sinn Féin, for instance, agree to an IMC to monitor an IRA, which they say doesn't exist? And the big issue, and I said this to you last week, Stephen, is not so much that skeleton or redundant structure that was there. It is the fact that the Chief Constable has now linked current members of the IRA to the murder of Kevin McGuigan. So you're not just talking about a skeleton structure, you're talking about a structure with activity. And I think that
the murdering is, machine is what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, that's your term. So there was a structure there. It was no one paid any attention to it for 7 years since that IMC report of September 2008. And it is the murder of Kevin McGuigan that has brought that structure into such focus at this time.
Okay.
and created this political earthquake. So I have no reason to believe that George Hamilton is in any way about to step back from the assessment he gave a couple of weeks ago. And I would imagine if you put a new IMC in place, they will come back with that assessment in line with what George Hamilton has said and what Treza Villers
okay.
said
Brian, thank,
long ago.
Thank you very much indeed for your insight.